ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road. Time to welcome in Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, to the program on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
It's awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. TD, Anthony Richardson, obviously lots of ability for the Colts. We've seen, you know, the testing in the combine, his tape at Florida, his tape so far in the Colts of what he could do. How concerned, if you're the Titans defense, how concerned are you about him and his ability to run this week, and how do you go about containing that if you're the Titans?
Yeah, that's one of the main concerns. He's a guy, you know, through three games, he has four rushing touchdowns. This is the first ever quarterback to do so. So that's something that's major. You look at what he does in the red zone, too. So really, it's just in talking to all the guys, it's about being disciplined with your eyes in the secondary, right? They have to be able to decipher whether he's going to take off or if he's going to run into throw. And for that matter, you got to stay with your man. You got to plaster. Up front, they just got to be disciplined with their rushing lanes, you know, just their attack. They can't leave a lane open because he will step into that lane and take off. So those are the things. Linebackers, man, it's, for them, it's just all about getting him to go horizontal, right, and not letting him turn that corner and run and get those big yards that he's capable of getting.
So where is he right now, TD, compared to maybe where you thought he was? I mean, it's they obviously go through some gaps as an offense, but then they'll explode. The overall numbers aren't great, but some of the plays he makes are ridiculous. Like, how does he compare to what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's right on track with what I expected. I figured that they would use him in different ways just as far as running and then the RPO stuff. I think it's right there. You know, the thing that really stood out to me, though, is you look at the first two games, right? It was all like, you know, short yardage stuff, crossers and, you know, those type of things to the tight ends. 4.9 yards, air yards he had per attempt. But last week against the Rams, he opened it up some. You know, he jumped up to 12 air yards per attempt. So he showed that he could get the ball down the field. And one of the things that stood out to me was a throw that he made. Man, Aaron Donald was bearing down on him, and it was a jump pass 38 yards down the field to Alec Pierce. And Donald got a roughing the passer on it, too. And it was just – those are the throws that you're just like, wow, this guy, he is really different.
Yeah, no question about that. So, TD, obviously, great offensive game for the Titans against the Bengals. Petit Frere eligible to come back this week on the offensive line. I think Hubbard, for the most part, has played pretty well. So, how do you think the Titans handle the offensive line with Petit Frere coming back in, not only on Sunday, but over the next couple of weeks here?
Yeah, that right side of the line, I think, is in good shape, right, with Daniel Brunskill and Chris Hubbard. Now, I will say, Hubbard has gotten some help. You know, we will have to call a spade, but he's played well, you know, and you can't deny that. So when you look at Petit Frere, I mean, during individual period, we're seeing him, you know, work from the left side. So it looks like they may at some point incorporate Petit Frere into that left side in place of Dillard. And, you know, Andre Dillard is just in pass pro. There's a lot to be desired, you know, but he is a guy that will get the run blocking done for you. But I think eventually we may see Petit Frere mixed in there at left tackle. That left guard spot, you know, Peter Skoronski has that locked down, rightfully so. And I think, you know, right now he's probably the best offensive lineman, you know, on the team.
So for this week, you figure Petit Frere is the swing tackle. And then, I mean, basically, TD, do you look at it like you got one more game, you got London, then you got an off week, like kind of a competition then between those two?
I think they're going to continue to work Petit Frere back into shape and into, you know, football shape, that is, and into the mix. I don't think it's going to be this week, but you could very well see that against the Ravens. And then, like you said, the bye week, you know, that's a more of an opportunity for him to, you know, get back into the swing of things, and we could very well see it coming out of the bye. What is that, against Atlanta?
TD, how involved do you expect Kyle Phillips to be this week? Not only with punt return, which I think he'll go back to doing that, but in the passing game offensively, how much do you think the Titans will use him this week?
Well, yeah, I mean, they still have to, you know, actually activate him.
Sure.
He's the window's only open, but if they do open that, if they do activate him, I think he'll be involved a little more on third down. So that's going to be interesting because so far that, you know, chain mover has been DeAndre Hopkins. You know, that's a big option for Tannehill on third downs. But I think when you look at just the way Phillips could work the slot, that short area quickness that he brings, he'll be involved some, especially, you know, with what's going on with Burks. We don't know if Burks is going to play, probably not. So that would be an opportunity to get another receiver in there. But you got to make sure that Chris Moore and Westbrook McKinney get their reps. I mean, these guys have proven that they're worthy of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's been weird for me. And I mean, like, take Jared out of it. But even just I feel like there's a lot of fans who are almost, like, angry that Kyle Phillips is coming back. And it's like I feel like that's a nice tool in the tool bag, right? I mean, third and five, yeah. That's a guy who – If you're looking at man coverage, I mean, I think he's going to move the chains, and people kind of forget. I know it's only been one game, but while he's healthy, I feel like he makes a difference.
Yeah, no, he does make a difference. He gives you another option on third down. And, look, I mean, even as a returner, I think they will get him back there, you know, and he's a guy that you go back and you watch him at UCLA, he was really good at it. You watch the Giants game, I know he had the muff there, but he had a pretty good return, you know what I mean? Set them up pretty well on his first return. So he's capable, and I don't see any reason whatsoever to be mad that he's returning. You want as many weapons as possible.
TD, all four teams in the division are 2-2. You know, Jacksonville has been up and down. I mean, obviously we know what the Titans have been. And then you have Indy and Houston, maybe a surprising 2-2 to start so far. What do you make of the division as a whole to this point, and how big is this game, not only from the standpoint of obviously just the divisional matchup, but I mean, Jacksonville is playing Buffalo on Sunday. Houston has to go on the road to Atlanta. The opportunity for the Titans, potentially, if they can win, maybe to be in sole possession of first place on Monday.
Yeah, I think it's pretty big early in the year. You know, it's a pretty significant game. You know, I would imagine the Bills will beat Jacksonville, so that'll put them at 2-3. And it's an opportunity because the Titans are the only team to have not played a divisional game. You know, so it's an opportunity for them by beating the Colts. They get a one-up on the division, you know, because everyone else has at least one divisional loss. So that's a good thing for them, and it's a way that they could kind of get in the driver's seat early. But it's a long season, so you got to remember that.
TD, in this matchup, I think Buckner's going to try to go, and obviously he's got a back thing going on. They're a little banged up, but the best version of this Colts defense, how good is it?
I mean, against the run, it's solid, but I think you could throw the ball in them, you know, especially now because Dallas Flowers is out, right? So what they used to do, you know, would be Dallas Flowers and Julius Brents, who I really like. He's a long corner coming out of Kansas State, fast too. Those were the starting corners, and Kenny Moore would play the nickel. Now, I mean, I'm not even sure who they're going to mix in there with Flowers being out, but that's a big opportunity to throw the football. So I think that's going to be the key. You can throw the football against them. Running-wise, like I said, you know, their running defense has been pretty stout. You got those fast linebackers and Zaire Franklin, EJ Speed, and Shaq Leonard behind those guys up front. So and Julian Blackmon, watch 32, man. He likes to come up and help out against the run too. So I think their defense is decent. It's middle of the road, if you ask me, because you could, like I said, really throw the football on them now.
Well, TD, we're looking forward to the game coming up on Sunday. Looking forward to your coverage of it as well. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
That's a you as well. Teron Davenport, our guest, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. We'll take more of your thoughts on the Titans and the Colts, that matchup coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.